This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Andy Schaefer, Greg Wade, Advantage Design and Remodel. Boys, what's going on?
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Good. Sun shining.
Man, it's a nice day today, finally. Well, I don't know if it's nice yet. It's still pretty cold this morning, but you know what? The sun is shining, and it's supposed to get warm here soon. So
we're on the golf course after this. So
yeah? Where are you going?
Edgewood.
Yeah, you guys hit them long and straight and stuff.
Once in a while.
Yeah, the Nary golf outing's coming up.
It is
for the foundation.
Yeah,
I'm back. It's par three, and I'm putting my quotations up. The celebrity that you guys totally make fun of, and you know, last time I hit a golf ball was the last Nary one, I didn't participate in last year, so it was the year before. But I'm the guy they put on a par three, and
they go ahead.
Beat the pro. And you know what? I'm there with Deb Emmons, right? Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And she doesn't come up to you guys and say, hey, here's the deal. If you give me $5 and you beat McGivern, you get an extra raffle ticket. She just says, give me $5. She just comes up. I love her being my partner. It's my favorite. Because you know what? I don't have to do anything. They're like, what? She goes, just give me $5 right now. And then if you beat this guy, and you'll beat him because he's horrible, you're going to get an extra raffle ticket, and all the money goes to the foundation. So thank you very much. And 97% of the people are just like, okay, here's $5. You know what? It's no explanation. Just hit your shot, and I'll let you know if you get an extra raffle ticket. And every once in a while, they use my shot. Can you imagine how bad the foursomes are that get to use my shot? Hey, wait, I beat you a couple times.
Possibly.
No, I didn't. I appreciate you saying possibly, but no, that's not the case. Hey, speaking of Nary, first of all, it's Andy, it's you and I are on the board for the shows. Yeah. And the last meeting, man, I was like the common denominator there. Man, I was getting ripped all over the place. And those are fun meetings. We get a lot of stuff done. And it's interesting for me to be in those meetings with how far in advance we start thinking about the shows. Literally, once the spring show is done, we start talking about the fall show. And once the fall show, it's not like we take a couple months off and, you know, let it kind of sink in. We get right back at it and say, okay, what worked? What didn't work? What can we change? How can we get more people to come in? How can we get more Nary members to get involved? And it's an ongoing process. You enjoy being on those boards?
I definitely do. Not only just the different folks that are involved, but I mean, as you mentioned, forward thinking, Nary, they've got some strategic goals in the future, and these committees are a huge part of helping Nary get there. So,
and it is a wide variety of kind of, you know, somebody from this field and somebody from that field, and everybody has their own thoughts. And I think that as a group, at least the board as a group, everybody's pretty respectful once we get into business and with ideas, and every idea is talked about and thought about and put up on the board. And is this something we can accomplish? Would this make it a better event for consumers? Right. And that's kind of what the bottom line is in every one of those meetings I'm in. I like that. Hey, I got an email from Michelle Brown because I've been bugging her. Yeah, the tour of remodel homes. I wanted to know how we did. As far as raising money for the Aurora Cancer Care House and Team Phoenix, which is really awesome. Are you familiar with them?
I'm not. Just starting to understand what they're all about.
I wasn't either. I kind of knew a little bit, and then we had the doctor who came up with this idea in studio the week prior to the event. Mm-hmm. First of all, she was so impressive. It was unbelievable to me. She got here early, and we sat in the conference room, and her and I talked for a while. And I thought, wow, she's so passionate. And what this is, when women have breast cancer surgery, she's the surgeon, and she came up with this idea to get not only physically but mentally healthy, get the women out of depression. You know, let's get you moving right away. And her thought was, let's train you up to do a triathlon. And I'm like, are you kidding? And I said, are these athletes? She goes, there are women that can't walk a quarter of a mile when we start. There are women that never learned how to swim. And we have people that teach them how to swim. And we've taken groups of women now, and they have finished. And that they might not be running the whole time. They're walking, but they finish. And she started crying. Right, Greg, right where you're sitting. And I had to go to a break because I've never had anybody cry on the Nary show before. Well, I have, but nobody else, none of my guests. And she was so passionate. And I said, look, what was it like that first year? And she said, I can't tell you the feeling. She goes, look, I've done these on my own. I'm fit. I run, I bike, I swim. So I've done them on my own. But when I was leading this group, especially that first year, what I didn't understand until it was over is we have built a support group together. These women they didn't know each other. And now they've gone out to accomplish something as a group, and they've done it. And she said, we've taken them from off the couch and feeling bad and kind of that whole depression of what they've been through to this accomplishment. And she said, we just had a couple the first year, and then all of a sudden I had a few more. And she said, and the money, this is where that money is going, so she can continue in this journey of allowing these women just this great accomplishment. And I was so impressed with her, and so impressed that Nary selected Team Phoenix to give this money to. Mm-hmm. So the idea was, let's raise as much money as we can, because there was a foundation. The Rudd Family Foundation is going to match dollar for dollar up to $25,000. So our goal, year one, we raised 10 grand. Then we raised 15. So we wanted to make sure we got to 15 and maybe just a little bit above that so that we could double it. And we did hit the $20,000 mark. Mm-hmm. So $40,000 is going to go to Team Phoenix. And I could not be prouder. I couldn't be prouder. I was so impressed with her and the mission that she's on. And I asked her in the conference room, I said, hey, your parents must be really proud. She said, yeah, you know, my parents really don't really know what I do. They know I'm a doctor, and I grew up, I have a lot of doctors in my family, and she grew up in California. She said, look, this was what I was going to be. I was going to be a doctor, and they're happy. They're very proud I'm a doctor. But they live in Los Angeles. I live here. And I don't know how much they know exactly some of the grassroots stuff I'm doing, but I'm sure they are proud. And I was. I'm just proud to say that she was sitting in here and I got a chance to talk to her. By far the smartest, most attractive person, other than Michelle Brown and Diane and all the girls. No, I'm just kidding, that have sat in the studio. So, you know what? Congratulations to Nary Milwaukee. Again, $20,000. It gets doubled because our friends at the Rudd Family Foundation, it's a $40,000 a year for Team Phoenix, and I'm just really proud to be a part of that. That's the cool thing about this thing. Andy, we get to be proud of the association that we have with Nary Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good people over there.
Sure.
Hey, how's business for you guys?
Good. Business is good.
Vantage remodel is good? Is this a big year for you, a good year for you, flat? Tell me where you guys are business-wise.
Busy, yeah. I would say everybody out there that's a pretty legitimate remodeler is going to be busy right now. You know, interest rates are low. It's hard to find a spot to build a house right now. It's busy.
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting for those same guys, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a skilled trade right now.
Well, and you know what? That's part of, I think, what we're going to talk about a little bit today. You guys are both tech grads, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys went to school together?
Sure did.
We did.
You guys met as freshmen or what? Sophomores?
Freshmen. Yeah. Well, we knew each other growing up, but then we kind of just reconnected freshman year.
You guys married sisters? Live next door to each other?
Possibility.
It is this is a sitcom somewhere. You know what? Think about Tim the Tool Man Taylor, if his brother or his buddy married his wife's sister and they were next door.
We're hoping for a reality TV show someday.
You know what? If I could produce it, it would be awfully fun. It would be really fun.
I like
but,
it.
You know, you guys have not been in for a while, but I love the story. Look, you guys went to high school together. Out of high school, Andy, what did you you went where?
I became a carpenter right out of high school. I did take the apprenticeship course and passed and got put on a long waiting list, so I chose not to go the route of that and just started looking for a job as a carpenter. Lucky enough, landed with a couple of good local remodelers where I really got my feet wet, quickly became a lead and just found my passion for the remodeling industry. And eventually, Greg and I hooked up. And
Greg, same thing for you, right out of high school.
I went a little different route. I went into custom millwork, so I was building cabinets and curved staircases, things like that, and then went on to the remodeling side, and then from there, you know.
How many guys were in your in the carpentry side at Tech? How many guys were in your class?
15?
Yeah, 15 to 18, somewhere
around
there.
Yeah. Do you talk to any of those guys? Or did anybody have those guys stayed in this business? You don't know.
No, I don't know. I've tried to look up some of them from the past, and I haven't been successful in finding where they are.
Would those guys, if I could reach out to 10 of them, would any of them be surprised that you guys are in business together and started your own company together?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
When you decided that this was where we're going to go, and I've never had that in me, and I think it takes a certain kind of guy to have that. I'm not working for anybody anymore. We're going to work for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're going to make the rules. If there is a profit to be made, we're going to make the profit, but we're going to put it back in the company. I mean, this is important. Do you remember where you had a kitchen table and said, okay, now's the time?
We're sitting on the back patio of a side-by-side we owned and having a beer, talking, and you know, the economy was a little down at that time, and we just started spitballing, and you know, it was kind of go time. It was our kick in the pants. You
is
know?
Is that the time to start a company when the economy's down a little bit?
We backlogged. I mean, when we started the company, we were a little different. We were more of a subcontractor. We were out there selling the job, doing the job. Not so much a full service design build like we are today. So we backlogged a bunch of work and hit the ground running.
Before we get to a break, we have to get to that. If somebody says to you, if you're, you know, out at a party or something and says, can you explain what design and build, what that entails, what would you tell them?
Yeah, design build is simply we design in-house and we build it. And by having that all in-house, we have complete control. And what it really allows us to do is be a true steward of a homeowner's budget. You know, we know that number from the beginning, so we're able to design to it, and we have complete control. So it's
doing research for the show this morning. Mm-hmm. I came upon a question that said, by utilizing design build, is it more expensive? Does it save you money? And the paragraph, and it was a long paragraph, was all about how it saves you money, because you're working with one person. You not only the money that you save, but the time of just dealing with that company, dealing with your point person, and going from A to Z, not having to go A, B, C with this guy, then DEF over here, and then you've got to go meet somebody over here because they think they can work with that first company, but they're not sure. And it was a really interesting paragraph about the benefits to work with a company like yours. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. I'm not gonna, you know, tell these guys how great they are or anything. But you know, in fact, Greg, we almost had to kick Greg out before the show even started because I'm not gonna go say why. But it was really close to being Andy Schaefer and myself. They are the boys from Advantage Design and Remodel, AdvantageRemodel.com. AdvantageRemodel.com. They are located in New Berlin. Phone number 262-735-7572. 735-7572. And again, you can give these guys a call. We're going to talk a lot about a number of different things with their company today. I'm going to start on the other side of the break. Five top tips for success when working with a professional remodeler. And I'm going to get your opinions. And there's one that really caught my eye. We're going to talk a little bit about. In studio with me today, Greg Wade, Andy Schaefer, the owners of Advantage Design and Remodel. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's a family affair. It's
You know, when you work with Advantage Design and Remodeling, it is a family affair. Melissa and Lori, sisters, married to Greg and Andy, and Dee is watching the kids while Melissa and Lori take a run. And the worry right now is all about Ruby. We're hoping that Ruby's not making Dee go crazy. And that wasn't me. I didn't know Ruby. Just the boys in here said, might be Ruby that might be giving Dee all the trouble she can handle. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, a couple of things before we get into the five top tips for success. We were talking during the pre-show meeting. You guys do classes. And your last one, I think, was June 12th, and you haven't set the date for the next one. But the whole idea is literally education for consumers, correct?
Absolutely.
How many of these have you done?
We started in April, yeah.
That was our fourth.
Mm-hmm. And the idea behind these is not to sell anything, but just to answer questions, or is there a theme for each one, or how does that work?
No, so it's, and over time, when you're meeting with people and you have that initial consultation, the same statement always comes up: we don't know where to start.
Right.
That's why we're calling you. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start, and it's kind of a light bulb. You know,
sure.
We need to educate people on where to start, get them comfortable with, you know, calling a remodeler. You know, just initiating that contact. So,
because you know what, and you guys live in that world. And I don't. Mm-hmm. It is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It is uncomfortable because if, you know, you could go on a zillion websites that say you should start here, and the next website said no, start here, mm-hmm. and this one says start over here. You guys put a lot of time into your website, and you have to understand that. You know, I'm on people's websites all the time, doing this show and doing the other shows that I do, and your website jumps out at me and stands out, and I'll tell you why. There are so many questions that I can get answered about you and from you before I make that initial phone call, that the comfort level for me would be quite high with you, because I can figure out at least the starting point if I want to do kind of something in my kitchen. I'm not going to do a full kitchen remodel, but I want cabinets and backsplash and make it pop, make it look good. I know kind of where I'm starting price-wise. Like, you guys are bold enough to say, look, here's where we are. The other thing that you have on there, what you will do and the things you don't do. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm looking for a handyman to come and fix my gutter, I'm not calling you guys, because it says right there in the front page of your website, this isn't who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that you had gotten some calls in the beginning about that kind of stuff and said, look, this just isn't what we're going to do. And so I appreciate the website a lot. Hey, what are the job descriptions that you guys have? Greg, what on a day-to-day basis, what's your job?
I'm all sales. I'm the sales guy. I'll be your point man. I'll walk you through the process, get you comfortable with everything, and then we get into design. So I'm going to be the initial contact person,
okay.
Spend the time with you, educate you on exactly what we're going to do. And, you know.
Andy, when do you come in?
Along with managing and overseeing production, I also manage and oversee the business side of things.
Okay.
So kind of both of those areas.
So, Greg, are you my, if we do a kitchen remodel, you my day-to-day contact?
Not the day-to-day contact.
So you're a project manager?
Yep, exactly. Okay. So I'll walk you through until we get to design. I'm still involved in the design process with our designer, but I become a little more... I get pushed out a little bit.
Sure.
When it gets into production, Andy and one of our lead production guys will get involved, and then they become your day-to-day. I'm still there. I mean, if you want to give me a call, you want to talk, I'll still pop in on jobs to see how everything's going.
Right.
But I'm not that main contact.
How many
person.
Jobs do you guys handle and juggle at the same time?
It's kind of a loaded question. It really depends on the overall size of the projects. Something that we will not do is take on too much at any one given time. We're never going to put ourselves in the position where we end up having to disappoint one of our clients, not meeting a schedule or having things fall apart.
So that's important.
Very conscious of that. Absolutely.
Yeah, and your website jumps out at that. That's you're not going to be a company that's going to say, look, it's going to get done on Friday, and it gets done 3 weeks from Friday. I mean, that's not who you guys are, and it jumps out at you on the website. If somebody if somebody hosted Thanksgiving last year and they're going to host it again this year and they realize that they need some work done in their kitchen, when should they be calling you? Now?
And now to get ready for next Thanksgiving, maybe. And getting something completed by this Thanksgiving is...
It's going to be...
Almost, yeah.
What if it's just cabinets and new flooring?
It's a possibility.
That's a possibility, yeah. And when you work with a design build like ourselves, I mean, there's a process in the design that's going to take anywhere from, 6 to 12 weeks, just the design portion of things. And then the construction, on a full custom side could be 12 plus weeks. So.
Right. So, you're going to be dating you guys for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
And Melissa and Lori are like, that's okay. We dated them. It worked out well for them. I'm not sure
that's a great point.
How Dee is doing with young Ruby. But other than that, well, that's interesting. So, I mean, look, if you're looking at something for next spring, now would be the time to start this journey, right?
Yeah, we have clients right now in design that are a start date for next spring already. So.
Really,
mm-hmm.
Man,
mm-hmm.
That's good for you. Good for you guys that you have business like that. I would be very leery if somebody says, "Hey, look, I just met with a guy who said he could get it done before the end of summer."
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a little leery with that?
Absolutely. I mean, just to touch on that design build again, as Greg alluded to, the design portion takes – that's really where we probably put in more effort than most, I would say. Our goal really when we start a project, T's are crossed, I's are dotted. Clients are usually anxious that first day you start. We've done all the hard work as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
Now we just get the hammers out and start swinging away.
Yeah, and that's the part that we get nervous about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part you're most comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But on the consumer side, that we feel like that's the heavy lifting, and we get nervous with that part of it. Like, man, have we done all this? And then you start getting, buyer's remorse a little bit, and then halfway through you think, boy, was that color right? I know that never happens with your customers, but certainly with guys like me, it took me, and I've told this story, my final decision on some of the stuff is always maybe. And the hardest thing, we had new cabinets put in, this was a while ago, and the toughest decision was picking the hardware. It almost put me in a home. I almost put me in a rubber home. We were going to go, Terry and I were going to go have dinner, but we're going to stop and pick the hardware and then go have dinner. And I was hungry walking in. And then I saw there was about 6,000 choices. I'm the kind of guy that somebody put three in front of me and say, pick one. I'm good. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I'll pick that. Now let's go have dinner. I've never seen so many drawers to open up. And about halfway through, I was sweating. And I said, I'm going to the car. You pick. I don't care. Whatever you pick, I'm going to be happy with. And it was this light bulb that went off my head that I need a professional. I need somebody to help me with this because I can't do this on my own. It was crazy.
And that's where we differ a little bit too. I mean, where our designer will be with you while you're making those selections.
So he'd have been sweating with me or she or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Because
or he'll give you those two or three choices and tell you, here you go. Yeah.
If we do this again, I'm going to tell the designer, meet me here. You know what? Get there a half hour before I get there and pick three. And let me walk in, point to one, wave to you, and get out because and now my wife might have a set. We may take separate cars because she might want to see 15 and then pick it to get it to 5. And look, she's very good at this. I mean, she is. We needed a microwave stand, and it took her almost a year to find the right one because she's not going to pay full price, and she's going to pick the one. And I kept saying, just pick one. And I finally got out of it. I said, this is on you. I can't walk into another store and look at 10, and I like 8 of them. Yeah, that'll look good. She's like, what are you talking about? That wouldn't even fit. No, that would look great. And then the one she picked is perfect. It's perfect, but it took her a while. And again, if we had somebody that would work with us on that. Guys, we're going to get to a break. We didn't get to what I wanted to talk about, but we will on the other side. 5 top tips for success when working with a professional remodeler. And number 4, and I'll just tease a little bit, do a good phone interview before inviting the remodeler out. and I want to get your opinion on that. We're talking with the boys from Advantage Remodel. It's Greg Wade and Andy Schaefer. Advantage Design and Remodel, located in New Berlin, AdvantageRemodel.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Greg Wade, Andy Schaefer, Advantage Design and Remodel. You can look them up, AdvantageRemodel.com. They're in New Berlin. And phone number, 262-735-7572. So this, during some research for the show, got some really good stuff, I think. Five top tips for success when working with a professional remodeler that I want to talk to you guys about. They tell consumers, do your homework. Do your internet homework. Good contractors have lots of good reviews on Google House Angie's List. If you have trouble finding any reviews on the candidate, you may want to pass them by. It's a huge red flag. Your thought on that?
Spot on.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, I mean, it's so easy for people to go online and I'll be a little harsh and just complain about sometimes nothing.
Right.
I mean, you have to read those reviews, really understand those reviews.
I agree with
but
that.
But yeah, that's spot on. Look at those reviews and study them and see exactly where that person is failing. Or sometimes those reviews are a little, you know, the negative ones are not necessarily a bad review. It's just somebody complaining. See how that remodeler or that person responded to it.
Yeah, I you know, something like I text Andy at 8 o'clock and he didn't get back to me till 9:30. Well, give me a break, right?
Yeah.
It's stuff like that.
Yep.
Number two, put the company in Better Business Bureau website search box. If they're reputable, they'll show up, score like an A+, B+, and so on. And to be able to do that, I think most people probably still do that. And I think it's important that just check it out and see if everything is okay there. And if it's not, then that's got to be a red flag as well. Number three is call the Nary people. It says call your local builder association, but call Nary Milwaukee and say, hey, look, are they part of the Nary? Or go on the Nary website. And if they're a Nary member, you know, you're getting the best of the best at that point. So that's a step ahead. That would be the first thing I would do. You know, before I did my internet homework, before I put in Better Business, I would make sure it was a Nary member by going to NaryMilwaukee.com and .org and finding out exactly if they're a Nary member. And then by doing that, you know, you can find out certified master builder, if they're certified in aging in place, things like that. There's a number of things you can find out from that. Number four is the one that jumped off for me at the off the page, and I hadn't seen this or heard it before, and I'm wondering what you guys think. Do a good phone interview with the professional remodeler before you invite them to the house. And how long have you been in business? Is kitchen remodeling a mainstay project, or is it kind of an occasional sideline? Will you let us come in to see a kitchen remodel in progress? Have you guys been asked that before?
Yeah, definitely. I think that initial phone interview, you know, it's really a starting to get to know each other and understanding if it's potentially going to be a good fit. You know, we get people calling all the time, and I overhear Greg's conversations, and sometimes it's tough to, you know, tell someone your project isn't well suited for us, or maybe it just isn't the right conversation. We have a very defined process, and if they're not willing to work with that process, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go and meet. So.
How hard was that to stay with that in the beginning of starting this company? Because in the beginning, were you guys married at that time? Not together, obviously, but married to the sisters?
Yes. Yep.
So have you been able to stay true to that even in the beginning?
It was much harder in the beginning. In the beginning, you know, you're trying to get a foothold. You're trying to grow. So you want to do as much business as you can, get your name out there. But we did a good job with doing the jobs that suited us. So we tried to stay within that, but it was hard. Yeah.
It's hard. Look, mm-hmm. I'm a sales guy here at the radio stations. That's what I do. And, in our sales meetings, they'll tell you, there are times you need to walk away. And in the beginning, there's no way. You know, I'm just trying to hit my number. I'm just trying to, you know, feed my family. And when now that I look back, the ones that I went against what that was were the hardest, took the most amount of time, and were the biggest problem because I didn't stay true to it. And I'll be the first to admit it. I didn't, because I wanted to make sure that I was doing the things that and hitting the numbers that I had to hit. Mm-hmm. So good for you guys to be able to do that. Is that hard for you, Greg, to have that conversation to say, hey, look, I just don't think we're the right company for you?
It's not anymore. It was in the beginning, and just learning how to explain to people. I mean, if you're calling for us to put a roof or side your house, something like that, we'll do that part of a big addition project, something like that. But we're not going to come and just do siding or roofing. Can our guys do it and do a good job? Yeah, but it's not what we specialize in. We really specialize in the design build portion of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Yeah, you explain it like that and people understand. And a lot of times they'll thank me for telling me. You know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Number five in the last one, getting call references. You know, ask them what the experience is like having the crew in their house. What were the workmen like? Was there always, always people you could communicate with? How neat was the house kept during the work? Did you get a weekly schedule? You guys encourage all those questions. I mean, you're okay with consumer calling somebody else and saying, hey, look, you know, is there somebody there I can communicate with? How well was the day-to-day communication and job management done? Because that's what you guys believe in. So that you're okay with somebody calling somebody that you put down in a reference and getting in the weeds with them a little bit?
No question about it. We have a long list of references, and we don't cherry pick. We typically send them the whole list. You can pick and choose whoever you want. You know, not everyone on that list is going to be an absolute raving fan of Advantage, but,
sure,
you know, at the end of the day, we're very transparent with people. And, yeah, in most cases, I think most of our past clients would be open to having them come and take a look at
the last question on this. Did you feel good about did you feel you got a good value for the money that you paid? And I think that's a really important question. The follow-up question is, would you recommend them to a family member? I think, because I think that sets a lot of people apart. I don't want to hear from my sister every day that the guy I sent out is not showing up. I don't want to have to track him down and say, what are you doing? And I think that's a really good question to ask somebody that you call in a reference. If your sister or your brother or your mom was doing a kitchen remodel, would you call these guys? Would you recommend them? And I think that sets people apart from some of the other people that maybe we wouldn't. I'm getting, the last 3 days, I've had three separate people tell me horror stories about guys, you know, taking a down payment and now they can't find them, or getting half the job done and then all of a sudden not showing up, or going way off the blueprint. No, here's the blueprint. This is what we had discussed. And all of a sudden, it's nothing like what we talked about. This couple went out of town for 2 weeks and came back and went, that's not the deck. That's not the color nor the type of wood that we asked for. And the guy said, no, this is. And it wasn't. And they had to pull out everything. And now they're going to court and doing all that because this guy in the 2 weeks that they were gone, and they were so excited to come home and see this new deck. And it wasn't even close to what they had asked for. And so me doing this show, that's the kind of calls I get. Can you you should take this guy to task. Well, I'm not naming names. I'm not, you know, this is the guy wasn't a NARI member. If he was a NARI member, then I may have called him, or I certainly would have called Diane and Michelle and said, hey, you need to handle this because they're calling me. But it wasn't. It was a friend of a niece's nephew's to whatever. And they paid up front. Paid all the money up front, and the guy, not good. So he's not giving me that as a reference. If I ask that guy, give me a reference, he's not doing that, and they're never going to recommend this guy for anything. And it sounds to me like he's going to get, you know, make as much money as he can and then move to a different market, mm-hmm, where nobody knows him, and he can walk in and he talks the talk, and he can get all that stuff, you know, try to get, you know, 10 other people to do business with him, and then move again, which just, that's a tough part of your business, boys.
That it is, but I think, and you just kind of hit on a lot of the things that we built our business on not having to deal with. We have a, you know, an online project management software that a client has access to. When Andy sets up a job, all the selections are in there. They physically go in there and check. Yep, that's what I want. Yep, that's what I want. Once that check mark turns green, we know we can order it.
Right.
There's no guesswork. A lot of our clients do travel or have second homes, so they're not in that home when we're doing the remodel. They can see pictures and videos from the project manager. Everything is just very systematized and process oriented.
Hey, we talked during the break. You guys are redoing your website?
Yes.
Coming soon, huh?
Yep.
And I hope the parts that I really like are going to make the cut, because there's some really good stuff on the website you have now. What was the thought process behind updating it?
Great question. I think it was time for a new iteration, and we're going to be tweaking our brand a little bit. So it all kind of came to at one time.
Okay.
We're a lot of the same content, but it's going to be, I would call it an even more powerful experience for the potential clients out there. I mean, you touched on it before. We've got a lot of education on our site. The goal is to educate people before they even pick up the phone and call us. So it's going to do an even better job of that.
Yeah, streamline it a little bit.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Same website, same domain and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's AdvantageRemodel.com. AdvantageRemodel.com is where to go, and this thing will be up and ready. The website's ready. It's up now, but they're going to tweak it.
Well, that's when the existing website that's live right now. Yeah. We're looking probably September
okay. For
the fall launch of the new site. Yeah,
it's perfect. Football season.
There you go.
This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside Greg Wade, Andy Schaefer from Advantage Design and Remodel. Actually, they're the husbands, Melissa and Lori. That's what we should say, right?
Oh, wow. Truth.
Hey, if your neighbor doesn't cut his grass, are you on him? Do you yell at him? Man, get your grass cut a little bit.
No, we have our little battles with the designs we put in our lawn, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hey, I was telling you about the whole train thing during our pre-show meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He's a landscape architect, this buddy of mine,
mm-hmm.
and he came over for lunch a year and a half ago. And I said, hey, I can't grow grass in this little spot. And it was probably, 6 feet by 6 feet. I mean, it's just not. And he goes, can I have it? And I go, what? He goes, can I do what I want with your yard here? My wife's like, yeah. I said, hold on a second. We have like the botanical gardens now, and we live on the corner, and it's a little house, and it people walk by and they just stop and they're looking around, and I'm out there watering all the time. I just had a little piece of grass I couldn't grow. What should I do with this? So, yeah, if you were my neighbor, you'd be like, what are you doing, man? And I'd be like, hey, it looks good though. Hey, really quickly. I got this during some research again for the show this morning, kitchen remodel, the proper sequence for picking out your stuff. And again, I'm wondering if this is what you guys would recommend. Start with your appliances. Cabinets can't be designed, ordered, even priced accurately without knowing the size of your appliances. Correct?
That's pretty correct, yeah. I mean, we want to know what are your pain points with your kitchen, and then start from there. If it's because you can't fit all your food in at Thanksgiving, we need to design with a double oven, something
right.
More along those lines. So, yeah, that's a pretty true statement.
Yeah, number two, next, select your countertop choice, whether it's laminate or granite. Get a piece of it and carry it with you when you get to pick out your floor materials and backsplash, tile, and eventually paint. So step number two, after the appliances, they're telling you to select your countertop choice.
I'll say yes and no. I think when you set a design appointment with us, you're going to talk about a lot of different things all at one time. We're going to get, we have to know how you use your kitchen. Are you a baker? What kind of countertops are going to suit your needs? And then that goes along with cabinets as well. I mean, we have it's probably a 4 or 5 page interview that we're going to talk with you about, walk you through, so we know what we have to fit in the cabinets, how you use your kitchen countertops,
right?
Things along those lines. So
interesting. Number three in this one is cabinet decisions are next. Critical decisions whether you want painted look or stained finished look. Painted cabinets can more easily be built, painted. But if, number one, appliance. Number two, countertop. Number three, cabinet. But with your process, you kind of do all that, like you just said, at one time, correct?
Yeah, I mean, as Greg alluded to, it is definitely a systematized process, which I think people really appreciate. You know, they come in and we share that process and it puts them at ease and kind of walk it through them step by step.
Well, was that a process that you guys started with, or is that evolved over time?
Evolved over time. I think it's going to constantly evolve, period, because things change in our industry so rapidly.
Oh.
No two people are the same that we work with. So we can adapt a little bit, but I think that the point is we do have that process, and again, it allows people to get really comfortable very quickly.
How do you keep up with all the changes, boys? And the other part is the trends. Do you guys go out to the shows throughout the country and take a look at what's going to be hot 2020, what's fading away, what's coming hot, that kind of stuff?
We do. We don't typically get too hung up on the quote-unquote trendy items. We kind of work more with the idea in our designer, you know, more the timeless classic, you know, that people aren't going to, in 2-3 years, oh my gosh, I regret that. We do get people that want to do something kind of off the wall and cool here and there.
Yeah.
But we definitely act as their trusted advisor along the way. And, you know, okay, that might be a little, in a couple of years, it might be a little out of the mix. But
right.
So, yeah.
Who makes the final decision? The consumer obviously is probably going to make the final decision, but if you really feel like this is not going to look good, it's not going to fit, how aggressive are you with having that conversation?
Our designer can softly tell you that it's not going to work.
Or put his foot down
yeah.
when he needs to.
He, really? He can put his foot down a little bit. I mean, he loves his design. You know, he's very passionate about what he
right.
does. So if he knows something isn't going to look real great in the end, when we're taking the pictures, he'll
say, hey,
politely
good.
He'll let you know.
And you know what? Look, we need that. Consumers, I think, really need mm-hmm. that. I've asked this question a lot recently because I find it really hilarious. Can you guys go to an open house, go to a buddy's party, go to a house that friends of yours, a new house they just built, and just go and enjoy yourself? Or are you looking around like going, what in the world was this guy thinking?
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Hey, come on.
It's a sickness. It's a sickness.
It is a sickness, right?
A little bit.
It's like me trying to watch a basketball. Just watch a basketball game without stopping it and taking notes on what they ran in this out-of-bounds play or how they shaded the screen. Did they go underneath? Did they go over the top? Did they try to go through? You know, that kind of stuff. And I watch off the ball all the time to find out what they're doing on that side, and it's horrible. It's a horrible thing to watch just a normal basketball game with me, and I'm sure it's the same going to parties with you guys. Hey, we got to close up here in a minute. The Nary, the golf outing's coming up. Right this time of year, we kind of like slow down a little bit with some of the stuff because everybody's busy. People are out on vacations. We'll raise the money for the foundation that's coming up, and then the fall show is not that far away.
Yeah, fall show will be coming up pretty quickly.
Man, I can't believe it. And I think we'll be okay. We'll be ready for that, right? Because
oh, yeah.
we are
yeah,
the board
bet.
Members.
We are.
Yeah. Hey, will you have my back next board member?
Yeah, I got your back. No. Yeah, they ganged up on you a little bit there last time.
Yeah,
you
know what? You sat there quiet and took your shots.
I didn't want to get involved in that slaughter that was going on.
I thought sitting next to Diane, it would save me, but it just, man, everybody focused. want to welcome or certainly congratulate Nary for the $20,000. And again, it turned into 40 with the Rudd Family Foundation to Team Phoenix. With Tour Remodel Homes. Boys, good to see you.
You too.
Have
you.
A good weekend.
Appreciate you having
us. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.